There are new helicopters arriving in New Zealand. Generally speaking, you can't fly helicopters at night at the moment, and you can't fly them in very, very poor weather. The only people that have got helicopters that can do that, fly by GPS basically, are the emergency services and the military. But now there are helicopters that can do all that kind of stuff. And John Hambler, he's the director of Helitrans, a helicopter company, joins us now. G'day, John.
G'day, Mitch. How are you doing?
Good. Was I right or was I wrong then?
You're very right. Helicopters can fly at night time. It's just beyond 25 nautical miles. We need to fly IFR, was what we're talking about, which allows us to fly in any conditions, or most weather conditions, and in the hours of darkness, which is a huge improvement on what we've had in the past.
So you're like the first commercial operator that's got these kind of helicopters. What kind of copters are they?
We're actually operating an Augusta 109, which is a very nice sort of VIP twin engined and very fast helicopter, which allows us the legs to get from Auckland to Wellington in about an hour, 40 minutes.
And gee. Is that a jet copter?
Yes, yeah. Both two jet engines in the machine, yes.
Right.
So what IFR does essentially is it lifts the level of safety. It reduces the risk of cancellation, which is a big thing for us, especially this time of the year when we've got important clients that need to get to meetings, and we don't want to be thinking about whether we can make it because of the weather. It mitigates the risk of flying into terrain when traditionally helicopters have been flying in poorish weather.
So this basically, it's not so much the helicopter, the system that you've managed to put in, the IFR system, which allows you to essentially conduct flights solely by GPS.
Correct. It's identical to getting in a commercial airline or a private aircraft that flies. You use the pilot uses visual reference to get the aircraft to a certain point in space, and then we enter a controlled environment where an air traffic controller tells us to maintain a heading, and we climb all via an instrument departure procedure, and we follow a highway in the sky until we descend at the destination and require, we can get down to 300 feet above the ground in cloud before we have to see the ground.
Wow. So this has sort of changed the game, really, for people who need to use helicopters to get around to, get between Auckland and Wellington.
Very much so, yep.
Have we got a big corporate sector now? Is there a lot of demand for this sort of... I mean, this is... presumably, most of your business would be, bigwigs getting from one place to another. Have we got a lot of bigwigs these days who need this sort of stuff?
There's plenty of helicopters with the capability to do it. And what's required at the other end, if it's a private property, is to put in your own GPS approach today, which comes with a price tag of about $30,000. But again, at the end of the day, if they want to get from A to B 7 days a week, doesn't matter the time of the day, then that's the way to do it.
I mean, I suppose every so often the ordinary person's going to, there'll be some reason that they need to have a service like that. It's probably quite good that it's available finally in New Zealand. I hadn't realised that we were very limited with where we could go by helicopter.
Yes, it is weather dependent always. But the growing sort of the luxury market and the VIPs that are arriving here, they've got 10 days to see New Zealand. They've come in a private aircraft, and we don't want to muck them around because the weather's no good in Auckland. If they want to get somewhere, we can take them now. So,
a lot of the businesses as VIPs from offshore, staying at the luxury accommodation, and sort of they've got
certainly, yep.
Yeah, and there's a lot of it now, is there?
It's a very busy market for us. So we predominantly will have groups that will come into the country, and we can have two to three helicopters away for up to 10 days flying around New Zealand. So. Obviously, if we have a few days where we can't fly because of the weather, their whole plans turn upside down. So this is a key thing for us and the market that we're in. So it's very exciting.
Very exciting stuff. Good on you. That's John Hambler from Helitrans.